time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis. On the local side, our broadcast game from Wednesday, women's basketball. The Mac Lady Cardinals were at John A. Logan, and the Lady Birds pick up another win, 58-41 over the Lady Volunteers. It was a long first quarter where Mac did not have the lead until the final half of the first quarter, taking it 14-13 on a free throw to go up by one. But in the second quarter, the offense exploded and the defense held John A. Logan to two. Mac outscored the Vols 17-2 in the second and led at half 31-15, but were outscored in the third 19-15 and led by 20 at one point, heading into the fourth quarter 46-34, and Mac shut the door. Again, the win 58-41, and despite the win, Lady Cardinal head coach Carrie Shepherd was critical of her team throughout the first half.
I don't care what nobody else does. I don't. My thing is how we play. I believe in the playing style that we have. I believe in the pieces that we have. But like a machine, it only dominates when everything is working well at its best capacity with best effort. And I don't know what it, I think it's like we just almost we shoot ourselves in the foot when things start working too well. I'm like, well, I can't believe it's this simple. But again, it goes back to being disciplined.
The Lady Cardinals were led in scoring by Lydia Chemnitzer with 16 points. Mariah Dallas had 13. And Karma Jones had 10 points in the win. John A. Logan was led by Brooklyn Burnett with 15 points. She fouled out in the fourth quarter. Charlotte Delisle had 14. Mac improves to 7-3. John A. Logan falls to 3-4. The Lady Cardinals are back home on Saturday playing Coahoma at 1 o'clock. We'll have coverage on KFMO and KFMO Sports Plus at 12:30. High school basketball, and on the boys' side of things, the 36th annual Valley Caledonia Tournament began with quarterfinals. Top seed Bunker beat 8 seed St. Paul 87-39. 5 seed Kingston upset 4 seed Bismarck 60-52. 2 seed West County advances to semifinals, beating 7 seed Bourbon 85-21. And Valley Caledonia, a 20-point winner over 6 seed Marquand 73-53. Semifinals in that bracket are today. In the Crystal City Tournament quarterfinals, Saxony Lutheran beat Central 79-54. In Sullivan, the FCNB Bankit Challenge semifinal, Cannon Wilson put up 19 for the Potosi Trojans as the top seed advances over the 4 seed Warrington 64-53. Thomas Lambing and Peyton Rowe each had 15 points in the win. And Alex Bosler paced St. Genevieve scorers in the Fountain City Classic pool play matchup win over DeSoto 70-42. Bosler had 18 points. And in the Farmington shootout, the Knights reached the century mark, beating St. Pius 100-42. On the girls' side of the 36th Valley Caledonia Tournament quarterfinals held at West County, the top-seeded Bulldogs beat 8-seed Kingston 69-11. Maylee Merrill had 15 points and Alyssa Ludwig 14. The 4-seeded Valley Catholic Lady Warriors advanced past 5-seed Lesterville with a 55-28 win, and 2-seed Bismarck beat 7-seed Valley Caledonia 71-9. Ashley Hawkins had 17 points and Grace Randazzo had 15. In regular season girls basketball, Farmington over Hazelwood West 64-58. Madison Clay had 16 points, Lila Roth with 15 for the Knights, and Hazelwood West was led in scoring by Jemiah Herring with 31 points. And North County over Steelville 68-45. Reagan Pierce paced the Lady Raiders with 19 points. Emma Roper had 14. Allie Scott had 12. The Lady Raiders have a big one coming up today. More on that in just a second. In boys and girls wrestling, St. Genevieve sweeps Central 64-6 in the boys' side and 54-17 on the girls' side. And North County boys fall to Cape Central boys 37-36. Coming up today on the local side, our broadcast game, the North County Lady Raiders host Arcadia Valley. Coverage at 6:30 on AM 1240 KFMO with live video online at KFMOsports.com. Tip off at 7. Elsewhere on the girls' side, Fredericktown shootout. Central plays Perryville. Fredericktown plays Hillsboro. The Monday and Tuesday schedules for that shootout have been canceled. In boys basketball today, the 11th Fountain City Classic pool play. Sykeston matches up with St. Genevieve. 36th annual Valley Caledonia Tournament boys semifinals. Bunker plays Kingston. West County gets Valley Caledonia. In fifth place semis, Bismarck will play St. Paul and Marquand gets Bourbon. And in the Crystal City Tournament fifth place semifinals, Central matches up with Crystal City. And in the Farmington Invitational, the Knights play Rockwood Summit. Mineral Area College men's basketball. The Birds are 19th in the nation. They're down in Texas today, tomorrow, and Saturday for the Howard Classic. Man, they got a couple of tough opponents. Today they play number 14 Howard, tomorrow number 3 Midland, and Saturday Western Texas. NHL, the St. Louis Blues are back in action tonight as they play on the road at Boston against the Bruins. Pregame coverage at 5:30 on B104.3, puck drop at 6. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs play Sunday night against the Houston Texans on KFMO. With more on the Chiefs, it's time for your Minute with Mitch.
It's time for a Minute with Mitch as we take a moment to discuss football with a play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's presented by Hy-Vee, the proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chiefs start their final five-game march of the regular season this Sunday night versus the Houston Texans. One area that deserves attention, the Chiefs' special teams units. Kansas City's normally at the top of the NFL special teams stat sheet, but this year there have been some bumps in the road. Kansas City's had the third most holding penalties on kickoff returns and the second most block in the back penalties on punt returns. And the return game has lacked the eye-popping play like Nico Remigio's big returns in the playoffs last year against these Houston Texans and the Buffalo Bills. In fact, the last time the Chiefs returned a kick or punt for a touchdown, the COVID year of 2020. I could use a 106-yard kickoff return like Niall Davis had in the 2015 playoffs against Houston on this Minute with Mitch.
Make your next tailgate tail great.
Go Chiefs!
With help from Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. This football season, find all of your tailgating needs at your local Hy-Vee. From chips and beer to the freshest meat and seafood in town. The culinary pros at Hy-Vee take all of the guesswork out with pre-made dips, snacks, and more. And don't forget to stop by the bakery for a wide assortment of sweet treats. Tailgating has never been easier with help from your local Hy-Vee. Also remember, your local Hy-Vee is the place to find the highest quality beef, hand-selected and sourced from family farms throughout the Midwest. When it comes to beef, Hy-Vee goes the extra mile to bring affordable, tender, and delicious flavor to every tailgate and grill out. Stop into your local Hy-Vee to find Angus Reserve, Choice Reserve, and Prime Reserve beef options for your next gathering. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chiefs and Texans Sunday night at 6 on KFMO, kickoff at 7:20. In NCAA men's basketball, the Missouri Tigers play on Sunday against number 21 Kansas, St. Louis University, back in action Sunday at 2 against Central Michigan. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.